More than 100 Columbia University students protesting the war in Gaza were arrested last night for trespassing. And around the country this week, protesters blocked the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. In Chicago, they blocked the highway to O'Hare International Airport. The demonstrators are linked to pro-Palestinian protest groups. And with us now is Hatem Aboudeya, National Chair of the U.S.-Palestinian Community Network based in Chicago. Hatem, hello.
Thank you.
We saw pro-Palestinian demonstrations ramp up this week, notably in Tax Day, and many protesters described their efforts as an economic blockade on behalf of Palestinians. At the center, is there an economic message here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the main economic message is that we don't want any more of our tax dollars going to be used as it has been, especially in the past 6.5 months, to genocide the Palestinian people in Gaza with over 35,000 who have been killed and probably thousands more that are still under the rubble.
Yeah, I understand. And we should just mention genocide is a contested term. The International Court of Justice is looking at it, says Israel needs to prevent a genocide, and that court has not yet determined that Israel is committed genocide.
But it has determined that it's a plausible genocide.
Yes, I understand. When protesters this week block people from getting to work, block people from catching a flight, does it risk simply making people mad and losing their support?
I actually don't think it does that. What I think it does is it forces people to say, I need to do something about this. We have seen in poll after poll, not only do the majority of the people in the United States want Israel to stop its killing of the Palestinian people, but a majority now actually do believe it is a genocide as well. So what we think is that folks who are watching this, folks who might get caught up in it, are starting to become angry with the people who are in power, like we are, meaning the Democratic Party and the folks who are enabling this and actually are complicit in the genocide as well.
Yeah, and Joe Biden, the president, if these protests in effect weaken the president politically, make it more likely for Donald Trump to get elected, is that a better outcome for you?
Not necessarily a better outcome, but I think at some point, communities like ours, the Palestinian community, because we have felt like the Democratic Party has taken our communities for granted for so long, it is only the Democratic Party, it is only Joe Biden who would be responsible if he were to lose. He is the one who is enabling Israel to do this. He is the one that could turn off that valve of money and weapons to Israel if he wanted to. Instead, he continues to try to send more weapons to Israel to use against our people. And so we will not take any responsibility for Trump winning if he does. The responsibility would be exclusively on Joe Biden and the Democratic Party as a whole.
I want to ask you about the Democratic National Convention this summer. Many listeners will remember the protests at the Democratic National Convention back in 1968. They prompted violent clashes with law enforcement, and the videos are famous. They chanted, "The whole world is watching." What do you want to accomplish this time around, and is there a risk that it could spiral into some violence this summer?
The only risk of violence is if the Chicago police, all the federal, local, and state law enforcement agencies that will be there, if they initiate it. What I know is the whole world will be watching this as well.
As far as achieving what you're trying to achieve policy-wise, any evidence that these protests are actually moving the needle?
Yeah, I think there is. I think that the polls, where the regular American working person is being asked about this, and they want Israel to stop the violence and stop the killing. And the other thing is that my organization specifically has been bird-dogging a number of Democratic Party legislators who we believe are complicit, who continue to support Israel unequivocally, even in the face of all of this slaughter and massacre. Just recently, one of those in Chicago specifically, Congressman Sean Casten, who represents a huge community of Palestinians, has signed a letter saying he is concerned Israel is violating U.S. law by using our weapons and our aid to commit war crimes. Yeah. So I do believe that the needle is moving.
Hatem Aboudeya is with the U.S. Palestinian Community Network based in Chicago. Hatem, thanks very much.
Thank you.